Welcome into the game, Mr. Andrew Bones of YahooSportsRival.com. Bone, man, it's been a while. Good to catch up with you.
It has been a while. How you been doing, man?
I've been doing great, man. A lot has happened in our personal lives and in all of those things, but also in the sports world. Andrew, as we look at this team, I mean, I'm going to get right into it. Recruiting has been around forever, but it has not been tracked the way it is now. The talent on this team, and I just want you, when I say that the next time, I just want you to take and run with it. The talent on this Alabama team is what?
It's phenomenal. I mean, it's about the best that that we've had a chance to see, and going quite well. And you look back at some of these teams that Alabama has had over the last few years, very talented. I mean, there have been a lot of first-round NFL draft picks. You know, you look back, I always say you look at that 2010 NFL team, but you look back at that 2010 Alabama team, I thought that was one of the most talented teams that Alabama's had. Also in 2011, just incredible amount of football talent. But I don't know if the Alabama coaching staff would say that it's on the level that it is right now. I mean, they've had several years of recruiting just elite talent, and from top to bottom, it could be the most talented team that Alabama's had. And not saying that, all these guys are first-round NFL draft picks, and I'm not saying that a lot of these guys are even there yet, even at the first, first-team All-American, first-team All-SEC. But in terms of overall talent, top to bottom, I think it could be the best that Alabama's had. I mean, you look at, a lot of these key positions, that running backfield is stacked. Of course, Alabama had three running backs at one time in the backfield by the name of Mark Ingram, Trent Richardson, and Eddie Lacy. And it's almost about that level right now with we'll see how some of these guys develop. But, you've got, Kenyon Drake, of course, T.J. Yeldon, and Derrick Henry. And, if you get Alti Tenpenny going along, Tyron Jones, then you get Bo Scarborough on campus. It's a really talented backfield. The wide receiver unit, I think, is the best overall unit since Nick Saban's arrival. I think it's definitely the best in the SEC and one of the best in the country. Just top to bottom, just an incredible amount of talent. And then, with the way that they've recruited on the offensive line the last few years. And like I said, not everybody's there yet, but, getting guys like Cameron Robinson, Dominic Jackson in last year's recruiting class, I think that, Alabama's got a really special group on the offensive side of the ball. And, you can't say enough about the defense. A lot of people know about the defensive guys that they've recruited over the last few years, especially in that 2014 recruiting class, getting five stars like Deshaun Hand, Rashawn Evans at the defensive end and linebacker position, and then, two five-star cornerbacks in Marlon Humphrey and Tony Brown. I mean, certainly a lot of talent on this team right now. And Thursday is time to strap on the pads, time to see how the summer conditioning's gone, how the 707s have gone, and who's going to be ready to play, here in about a month when Alabama gets ready to play West Virginia.
Hey Bone, you say it several times. This is the most talented team Alabama's ever had. I think Ryan gave me some numbers. Said 76 guys are 4 stars and better. 15 of those, I think, are 5 stars. Has any team, any university, ever compiled this type of talent since we've been calculating and tracking it? Has anyone ever had those types of numbers lining up to take the field at any point?
Well, you have to look back at some of the teams from the early 2000s, like the USC's and the Miami's. But in terms of, where recruiting is now, how good, I'm not trying to say we're really good at it. I feel like we're pretty good. We've been pretty accurate, but we're a lot better at it than we were, say, 10 years ago. In terms of, the number of camps that we go to, the number of times we see these players, not a lot of guys that we don't see anymore. There's not a lot of guys that, you know, they're two stars in high school, and all of a sudden, you know, they're first-team All-Americans in college. Now, there are players like that, you know, that we see players that are drafted, but a lot of times now, you know, we hit the nail on the head on a lot of those five-stars and a lot of those four-star recruits. So, you know, in terms of the way that Alabama's been recruiting over the last few years, I've never seen anything like it, and I've been in this business for almost 12 years now, and it's pretty spectacular the way that Alabama's recruited. And yeah, you know, there are schools that have recruited well throughout the last several years. You know, schools like Texas have done well, schools like Ohio State, schools like Florida. But to be this consistent and to get this many top end players year in and year out, I don't think it's something that we've ever seen before.
Speaking with Andrew Bone, top recruiting guru, Yahoo Sports, Rivals.com. Andrew, when it comes to there seems to be this trend of guys committing early and even signing early. It's interesting. The more recruiting has grown, it seems like now some of the big boys are going ahead and pulling their names off the board. Why do you know what's behind that trend, why that seems to be happening?
I think a lot has to do with a lot of these guys are being recruited earlier. Probably about, I would say, 6 to 7 years ago, you never really heard of many players getting offered until their junior season.
Correct.
Maybe even after their junior season. Now a lot of these players are getting offered when they're freshmen, when they're sophomores. They're taking a lot of visits. They're going to these schools and being recruited by these coaches for years. And this is before they even become seniors in high school. So I think that has a lot to do with it. I think, you know, now with a lot of kids trying to graduate early, trying to focus on their senior season, they want to get this out of the way early because and they know it's a big distraction. You know, not only, you know, do they have recruiting analysts like myself and reporters from all over the country calling them, they have college coaches, you know, calling them from 5 a.m. in the morning until, you know, 1 a.m. at night every single day. So, a lot of these parents want their kids to get it over with earlier now too.
Hey, Andrew, when it comes to recruiting, I think sometimes it's overlooked. You just said something. You said they're being offered as freshmen and sophomores now, but these guys are panning out 3 years later, 4 years later. What has happened that is allowing you guys as the recruiting gurus and these coaches to be able to look at a kid when they're 14, 15 years old, not even finished growing, and be able, and that's to me what Coach Saban does better than anybody, and project forward where these guys are going to be and be able to come into a college program. What's changed to make that, you know, y'all got some secret zapper gun or something that y'all are using? Just kidding.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's a mixture of different things. It's, you know, it's a mixture of, you know, going out to the high school football games, you know, every night during the football season, watching these players, trying to see, you know, who is going to be that next big star. Because every time I go to a high school football game, I know who the seniors are. I'm looking to see who are the juniors, who are the sophomores, who are the freshmen that are standing up on the field. And when we have our spring camps, the Rivals Camp Series presented by Under Armour, which I feel like our national team does a really good job of putting these camps together throughout the entire country. We had one at Hoover High School this past spring, and we had about 250 players from the state of Alabama, a few other states like Tennessee and Mississippi and the Florida Panhandle who were there. But you know, a lot of these guys are recommended by their high school coaches. Their high school coaches are calling us saying, "Hey, you know, we feel like this guy is going to, you know, is going to be the next big thing in the state of Alabama." And when they come up to our camps and compete against elite players, guys who already have the scholarship offers from the Auburns and the Alabamas and the Georgias and the Floridas, when we see these guys compete and do well, we're going to write about them, and it's going to get them attention from college coaches. And you know, these players are going to camps earlier and earlier, and they're competing, in an Alabama camp or an Auburn camp or wherever it may be. And college coaches understand, you know, these days, you know, the earlier that you offer a player, the better, because you know, that kid's going to remember that.
Right.
And if you build that relationship early, that relationship's going to last. Now, you know, these scholarship offers, as you know, they're non-binding. You know, you can offer a kid a scholarship, and that doesn't mean you're stuck. You know, you're stuck with that kid. You know, you can, you know, unless he commits. But you know, but I feel like, you know, they can, you know, they can recruit you or they cannot recruit you. If they're not going, if they've offered you when you were a freshman and they're not talking to you your junior or senior year, that player's probably going to be looking elsewhere.
Right. Hey, Bone, you know, you hit something in that conversation that a lot of fans probably have forgotten. When I was coming along, you know, the guy going to camp was like, what? You know, you didn't want to go to a camp where a coach could see you and different things. Now these kids are on film. They're in camps. They're at your camps. They're at football camps. And I guess that would make sense that you actually do see the talent. I think there was one guy in our class that was offered a scholarship because he went to a camp. The rest of us were recruited by, I guess, news media and from distances. And now you really are, as you said. Our class, we were told, Bone, that we were the worst class Alabama had signed that won the national championship. I'd say they probably missed it a little bit. But you guys go ahead.
If I was around back then, it wouldn't have been raised as bad.
Well, thanks, Bone. Hey, Bone, you know, I have been struggling for the last 20-plus years with that, and now that the guru has told me that we would have been better. Hey, another big trend in recruiting, Bone, that's happening from a recruiting tool has been the neutral site games. And nobody has been better at that than Coach Saban. But I got a question for you. Do you feel that because of where Alabama has gotten to, that the neutral site games, do they really help an Alabama in recruiting at this point?
Well, I think it does. I think when prospects in different regions of the country are able to, you know, see Alabama a little bit more than they're used to, I think it plays a big role. I can remember speaking about a year ago to a coach out in California who, even though Alabama was playing in the national championship, he said the kids out in California hadn't stopped talking about Alabama since all the fans came out to California, since they visited, and you know, it really made Alabama one of the schools that a lot of California kids are considering. You know, they don't get a lot of California kids, but if you you go through a lot of the elite players and you look at their list of favorites, Alabama's been on most of their short list for the last few years. But you know, playing in games like in Dallas, Atlanta, it certainly has helped Alabama a lot over the last few years.
Wow. Speaking with Andrew Bone, the LeBron James of recruiting right here, as we wrap up this segment with you, Bone, two questions. What's going to be the surprise guy? I know we've had some on campus, some still to come in from this 2014 class, and then just give a sneak peek into maybe one of the guys we're going to pick up in the 2015 class that hadn't committed yet.
The surprise guy in the 2014 class, well, you look at it, and it's hard to say who's going to be the surprise guy because everybody was pretty much a four- or five-star recruit in this class. But looking at a guy who wasn't rated as a four- or five-star that I really like a lot, that I think is going to be a big-time player down the road, is a guy by the name of Johnny Dwight. He was a three-star defensive tackle out of Wilcox County High School over in Georgia, about 6'3", right at about 305 pounds, recruited as a defensive end, defensive tackle. Really like him a lot. I think the Alabama coaching staff is extremely high on him. I think they have high hopes for him in the future. And looking at this 2015 class, there's a pair of prospects that are making their decisions this week. Alabama's currently sitting at 19 commitments, but they could end up having 21 by Friday. Ronnie Harrison, a four-star safety out of Florida High School down in Tallahassee, Florida, is announcing his decision tomorrow, 4 p.m. Central. He's committed to North Carolina, but has visited Alabama a few times this summer, and is going to make that decision tomorrow between Alabama and North Carolina and LSU. Visited LSU this past weekend. My personal pick on it right now is Alabama. I think he ends up flipping his commitment from North Carolina to Alabama. And then
that, his name was Ronnie Harrison?
Ronnie Harrison. He's 6'2", 205-pound defensive back. Alabama's recruiting him as a safety. And then Adonis Thomas, four-star linebacker out of Central Gwinnett High School over in Lawrenceville, Georgia, going to make his decision on Friday, 5:30 Central. It's between Alabama and Florida. Visited Alabama last week, two weeks ago, and that was his last visit before making that decision. I think Alabama's done a really good job recruiting him, led by Kirby Smart, defensive coordinator, and also Nick Saban. They've done a great job recruiting him over the last few months. When a lot of people assumed that Florida was the easy choice for him just because he had named Florida his favorite several months ago. But as of right now, my pick for him is Alabama. Could that change on Thursday? Yeah, it's possible, but just because of his relationship with the coaching staff and his most recent trip to Alabama, I think he ends up picking Alabama. So as of right now, I'm picking two new commitments for Alabama this week, so we'll see what happens.
And what was his name, full name again, and what was his measurements?
Adonis Thomas. He's a four-star linebacker out of Central Gwinnett High School over in Lawrenceville, Georgia. He's, right now he's about 6'3", close to about 225 pounds.